And you know, a lot of the things that we fear and dread the most and worry about, sometimes they don't even end up happening. And we spend so much time worrying and fretting and tossing and turning, and then a lot of times they don't even happen. And here, it didn't happen. Now, when something bad is going to happen, like they had this day looming over their head, how should we respond to that? The Bible says that we should, in everything, with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So instead of worrying and fretting and being scared and fearful, we should just pray about it, pray for God's will to be done, maybe even fast, and then we just step back and say, you know what? It's in God's hands now. And I already talked about that a lot last week, but just pray, put it in God's hands, and don't sit around worrying, stressed out. And you know, it's bad for your health too, when you're stressed out and worried and nervous all the time. You know, we need to have the peace of God ruling in our hearts, the Bible says. And the way we'll do that is just by praying and putting things in God's hands and then just trusting in what he's going to do. And here, of course, he saved them. God is able to save us out of any situation. God is able to protect us from any danger. Look at all the people throughout the Bible that were miraculously protected by God. You know, you look at the three children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel 3. You know, they were protected from the fiery furnace. Daniel was protected from the mouth of the lion. Paul was protected from the mouth of the lion. You know, we see over and over again God's people in a situation where it looks hopeless. You know, the children of Israel backed up against the Red Sea. The whole Pharaoh's army is coming toward them and going to slaughter them all. And God put that cloudy pillar and that pillar of fire by night between Pharaoh's army and the children of Israel and protected them miraculously, parted the Red Sea, allowed them to get across on dry land. God is able to keep us safe and protect us, so we don't need to worry and be scared and fearful. The Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Over and over again, Jesus said, fear not. And he said, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Because fear is a lack of faith. Unless we're fearing God, that is faith when we fear God, because he really does have the power to harm us if we go against his will. He can chastise us and chasten us and do us ill. But you know what? When we are fearful of man, and when we're fearful of the devil, and when we're fearful of earthly things, we're not trusting in the promises of God, and we're exhibiting a lack of faith. That's why Jesus said, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? And what were they afraid of? A storm. You know, they're afraid of a storm, they're afraid of drowning, instead of just trusting that Jesus had everything under control.